Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. What a throw by Soto!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning! It's May 8th, Wednesday, early. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. Let's reset a little bit for the next 2 hours. 877-337-6666. Call me up. You obviously know what we're talking about. Coming off of a big Yankees win. The Yankees win. Absolutely putting foot to ass on the Astros. Like, it's just not even a thing anymore. It's not a competition anymore. The tables have completely turned. You love to see it. And the Mets go down 3-0 early in that game, and they could have just packed it in and said, No, you make it happen. And I feel like as the Mets fans are watching this team, you can't turn the game off. You can't quit on your team, and you can't quit on this season because they're teeter-tottering around 500, and all it takes is a hot week. Pun intended, it's getting hot out here. All it takes is a hot week to sweep, and then you never know what can happen. You were able to tussle with the Braves down in Atlanta. Maybe you can hold serve with them and the Phillies and get a real test for where your team is at. And we were having a conversation, Coach and I, Coach Chris, who called from Bergen County. You know, he's a Mets fan, but he's looking at the team, and he's looking for a clear-cut leader and an alpha, and I think it's early on in the season they're trying to find their identity, and so much of their identity, jokingly, is Steve Cohen, the owner, David Stearns, the president of baseball operations, and first-time manager Carlos Mendoza. But you have so many guys that have contributed in the lineup, in the bullpen, even pitching. There's not one clear-cut dominant guy, but there can be, and we know the core of the Mets that should be leading the way, and they might really start clicking. I think it was a big day for Pete Alonso yesterday. I think also Jeff McNeil, and if these guys can continue with Nimmo, with Marte, with J.D. Martinez, just keep hitting. They hit, right? There are no Mets games. I won't say no. There are not so many Mets games where they're shut out, where they have scoreless innings as there are Yankee games. Now, the Yankees have a bunch of alpha males. Like, bro, the Verdugo dog thing to me is so dope. He is a dog. He said that in like the second or third series of the year, and it's carried all the way through, and it's just perfect for how he plays, and it's contagious. Him and Soto this year, one-year deals, thinking about how much we needed professional outfielders, left-handed hitters. They fit the need perfectly. I tip my cap to Brian Cashman, but I also am not ready to pat him on the back and say, job well done. Stack the deck. This team obviously needs reinforcements. This team can get better. I really don't understand why we have Michael Tonkin out there. Absolutely done with Gleyber Torres. John Birdie, it is what it is. But I'm not going to go negative tonight because they put up 10 runs. They put a 10 spot on the Houston Trastros. They almost Little League mercy ruled them with Brandon Tierney's son and their whole Little League in the building. I said, you picked the right game to go to 877-337-6666. And everybody got some. Giancarlo Stanton, Soto-matic, Judge, and young Volpe at the top of the order. Man, let that be what this young man needs to really get going. Because if he can start really getting on, if he can really start getting going again like he was in the beginning of the year, man, this team has potential. You know the potential they have with Gerrit Cole coming back, with Jason Dominguez coming back. We'll see what happens with DJ. We'll see what happens with the trade deadline. But everybody in the world knows what the 24-13 Yankees are supposed to do this year. 877-337-6666. And I don't know if everybody in the world knows what the Rangers are supposed to do, but every time I turn on this radio station or I look online or I just walk through the streets in New York, I walk through Yankee Stadium, there is a ton of Rangers jerseys. The Rangers fans say, we want the cup. They've been closed so many years in recent time, and this team is a wagon. When we're talking about alpha males, they have a few guys that step up and lead the way. Whether it's Lafreniere, Artemi Panarin, Chris Kreider, Vincent Trocheck, obviously Igor Shesterkin. I was looking at this Trouba cat, bro. I mean, I've seen him do damage against the Devils. I'm like, this guy's a wrecking ball. He's out of control. He is looking to F everything up. But yeah, you see what I'm saying, though? Mika Zibanejad. I know I'm forgetting guys. Keandre Miller. Like, they have a bunch of alpha males. And when you get on the ice against a team like the Carolina Hurricanes, they're supposed to be evenly matched, but they edged them out by just that much to go up 2-0 in the series. They haven't lost a game yet. They haven't lost a Stanley Cup playoff game yet. You got to be feeling good about that. And I've been telling you guys, man, as fans, like, I mean, I don't have a team to travel. I guess I could go see the Yankees. I thought about going to see them in Baltimore for my birthday, and I'm glad I didn't go because that didn't really go so great. But, like, I know I was telling you guys, man, get in the car and go to Philly and go see the Knicks. You won't regret it. And you watch the Knicks go down there and take 2 out of 3 games that they played in Philly and close them out. Worth it. Worth the gas money, the hotel, the Amtrak, whatever it was. Man, I'm sitting here looking at round 2, game 3, home game 1, PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. You can get in that building for under $150 for a second round playoff game. And then as I'm taking the cursor and I'm just going around the lower bowl level, they have lower bowl level seats in this arena for under $300. You can't do that here. You can't do that in New York. They got plenty of seats under $300. You could hit that on a parlay tonight. You might have bet the Rangers on a parlay and hit that tonight. You might have bet the Yankees on a parlay. Man, I didn't bet tonight. I wish I did, but that's how it goes with betting. I'm on break. You know, gamble responsibly. Since I called Aaron Judge homering on his first at-bat, literally verbally spoke it to multiple people and didn't think to bet it or didn't get the bet in, and then it happened, I'm like, all right, you on break. That's a bad luck. That's a bad beat, bad break. You got to take a whole week off. But, man, I would have definitely had Verdugo getting a knock, couple bases, Soto, Giancarlo, Judge. Come on. 877-337-6666. We're talking Mets. We're talking Yankees. We're talking Rangers. And I'll sprinkle some sports topics in. Obviously, if you watch the NBA, you saw the Celtics. They're going to sweep the Cavaliers. I don't think the Cavaliers stand a chance. They blew them out tonight. 120-95 game 1 in Boston. I don't think the Cavs might get a game. I don't know if Donovan Mitchell just puts the team on. I don't even believe that. Donovan Mitchell can go off for 50 and still lose. They're just not of the ilk of the Boston Celtics and their lineups, the way that they match up. It's the Celtics all day. Anyway, I don't really care to talk about the Celtics, but if you're not paying attention to the Eastern Conference semifinals in the NBA, the Celtics defeat the Cavaliers 120-95. Jaylen Brown goes out there and has 32 points. Donovan Mitchell had 33. In the Western Conference, the Thunder, the one seed, they also smoked the competition. 117-95, 3 points away from having the same score as the Celtics. And SGA, they were comparing the boy to Kobe this year, 29 points. Some people were saying he's the MVP. And, I mean, look at OKC against Luka and Kyrie and the Mavericks. Keep them under 100 points, and they go up 1-0 in the first round. Tomorrow, obviously, is right now. Today, we've turned the calendar to May 8th, and the Knicks are back on the floor. It's game two, just like that. It's the most wonderful time. We just keep rolling. Obviously, these baseball games, these hockey games being every other day in between the basketball playoff games being every other day. There's something to look forward to. There's something to watch. There's something to bet on. There's something to go physically see. There's something to get excited about. And I'm happy to talk to you guys about it until 2 a.m. 877-337-6666. Do you guys see Jamal Murray? Obviously, he threw that heat. I don't know what the hell goes on with some of these guys, bro. I don't know what they think. Like watching Embiid in the first round, I'm like, I don't know how Embiid thinks he can get that off. Why does he think he can get that off? Because the NBA protects these guys. So after Jamal Murray threw a heating pad, an old school type heating pad, onto the court during play, the NBA is going to fine him $100,000 for that. Man, I suspend him a game. And they might be cooked if you saw what Ant-Man and Carl Anthony Towns, Naz Reid, Slow-mo Kyle Anderson. I'm low-key rooting for them. They got a couple Jersey guys on that team. They've got three Jersey guys. And Carl Anthony Towns, Naz Reid, and Kyle Anderson, those are all New Jersey kids playing for the Timberwolves. I'm rooting for them. And they've come out of the gate strong against the defending champs. 877-337-6666. I won't keep flooding you guys with stuff, but I wanted to kind of reset the table a little bit. Let's get back to the phones. Frank is in Bradley Beach. What's up, Frank? You're back on the Fan.
Night at Yankee Stadium, right? I mean, I just felt so fired up. And the caller earlier today who said that, like, after that home run in the top of the first, I was like, all right, let's go. You know, like, in years past, it would just feel like, oh, here we go again. But tonight, I was like, all right, let's go. And then, of course, Verdugo, that has me, a grown 40-year-old guy, like, videotaping myself barking at Yankee Stadium. It's just, what an energy, man. So fun. Just, I can't get enough of it. And, yeah, it's just awesome. You know, I woke up to a text message this morning from Brandon Steiner. He's like, hey, man, let's go to the Yankee game tonight. We get there. We see Paul O'Neill. And, like, that.
What are you guys, in Legends? You guys, were in the expensive seats?
We were sitting close to the field tonight. And,
yeah, I didn't sneak into Legends today, so I didn't run into you guys.
Yeah,
I was out with the. I was in the bleachers. I was in the terror squad. I was with the fans for real.
Well, I am a guy who tries to think that I am a fan for real myself, and you know,
yeah,
once in a while,
you obviously are. But when I say I'm with the fans for real, I'm with the fans that don't get access to the shrimp and lobster and the steak.
Yeah, look, every time. You know, you sit down there and, like, you're eating lobster at Yankee Stadium. We were texting about this the other day. Like, a kid from, like, the Jersey Shore eating lobster at Yankee Stadium or,
yeah.
You know, we see Paul O'Neill and he, like, knows me. And I'm like, that is never going to be
Quickly, bro. You know? Proud of you. Quickly, you, like, three seasons.
Nah, that's crazy, man. It really is. And, you know, I can't wait for that thing we're doing with Willie Randolph at Baseline Social in a couple weeks. I mean, yeah. It's been a fun run, man, and I was just driving home, and after every Yankee game, as I'm driving back to the shore, I love when you're on and just, you know, stoked about what you're doing, and, you know, it's cool, man. It's a fun time to be a Yankee fan and a fun time to be, you know, kind of in the mix like you and I are right now, and, you know, just getting started, baby, just getting started.
Yeah, Willie was great calling in yesterday or two days ago now.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for that. I got to tap in with some people from the Yes Network, see if they'll come out to Baseline Social again. And it's going to be cool to just do another event like that, a Yankee vibe at that place with another former Yankee. While the Yankees are winning like this, while people are feeling good about the team, just got to keep it rolling.
Yeah, and the energy, I mean, it is so, you know, I'm a Devils fan, but, like, even as a guy who, like, roots for New York, like, I'm not I mean, you're a Devils fan too. Like, are you finding? I'm not even rooting against the Rangers right now.
No, I'm not.
I know
rooting
that sounds like
Rangers.
I'm not rooting against them.
I don't have that hate in my heart. I haven't been like that deep in it. And like I'm on the radio in New York, and I see the joy that it's bringing.
Yes.
Like
yes.
In Yankee, how many Rangers jerseys did you see in Yankee Stadium? There was quite a few.
I know. If the kids we were sitting next to, they had their phones locked and loaded with the Ranger game on. And again, like I'm a Devils fan, but like it's like when the Rangers tied it up, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, like.
You're a Devils fan. Who knocked the Devils out of the Stanley Cup playoffs last year? The Hurricanes. Why would you be rooting for them?
Yeah. Look. Well, I mean, look. It's we could go around that as long as we want. But you're right. It's just the energy is fun. I love listening to the radio and hearing everybody excited. And you know, I love seeing it in person. You're a big community guy, so like you're building that community and building the following and. It's just so cool. Like, we're going to be at Baseline Social with Willie Randolph and, you know, over 100 Yankees fans and some Mets fans will be there. You know, Willie was the manager for the Mets.
Yeah, it's cool and, that Willie can, because, you know, Willie can cross into both. So we will pull some Mets fans into this one.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And it's just good. And Baseline Social, like, what a venue. It's just, I don't know, man. I just had, like, a really cool moment tonight. And, like, Paul O'Neill knew who I was. And it's just like...
Yeah, Paul's a man.
It never gets
Frank,
old,
Paul made like, a joke because I did the T-Mobile night before Yankee Stadium opening day. And on stage, he's like, hey, Keith, me and you were running into each other a lot because I saw him like a week before at spring training. And then last year we did the Q&A at Stone Pony. So, man, for me as a kid growing up watching Paul O'Neill and for now, like now the relationship I have with Paul, it's amazing. It's great.
I know. It's crazy. It really is. And just whatever. It's just fun stuff, man. I try to make it a habit of calling every time I'm driving south after a Yankee game. And, I'm rooting for you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. And, you know, as always, send my best to the family, will you?
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Frank. Yeah, so Frank is the other half. You know, there's a lot of fans from the Shore area that'll thank me for bringing down Aaron Boone, Willie Randolph, which we're doing on May 19th. Come out that Sunday if you want to just have some beers, wings, nachos, talk shop, and then watch the Yankees play with one of the former Yankee captains. But Frank is the one that, man, like, I don't know. I always say real recognize real, and the good guys find each other. He's from Bradley Beach. That's right next to where I grew up. And he's a diehard Yankee fan. Got pictures of himself in Yankee Stadium in the late 90s. And, yo, just through being a fan, that's why my – Instagram and Twitter bio says blessed Yankee fan. Like, I'm blessed that being a fan turned into all of this. And, like, it's a good time for all of us. I'm not hating on anybody in New York and any teams. Being in Yankee Stadium tonight, it was a different vibe. Kyle Tucker hits that home run, and you don't hear the, oh, you, like Rafael Devers will hit a home run, and it will suck the air out of the place. Man, I remember being in there. I think it was Derek Jeter day. I forget what year. I think Tanaka was pitching, and George Springer hit a leadoff homer that just killed the vibe completely with the Astros there, and we continued to get whooped. Tonight, it didn't feel like that. Tonight, we were like, all right, whatever. Lock in. 1-0. We'll get that run back. And we got more than that run back. That and some. 877-337-6666. But, yeah, I didn't weasel my way into Legends, so I didn't run into Frank and Brandon Steiner and Paul O'Neill. I was out, literally watched most of the game in 203. Shout out to the gang, Bleacher Creatures. And then I watched the rest of the game until I hit it in the bottom of the eighth with the Terror Squad, which is like a second branch affiliated with the Bleacher Creatures. The Bleachers has changed, you know? So now the homies kicking in the Terrace. And, you know, we still try to police the area. Shout out to Joe. Shout out to Patches. We were really trying to, like, get people to chill with the F. Altuve stuff, and it worked. You know, they want to start the F. Altuve, and my counter to it was like, yo, turn your horny down. All y'all want to do is talk about F. and Altuve. Hey, knock it off. You boys got to give it a rest. And then after a while, there's enough homers and hits and plays. It's got nothing to do with that little man. Get him out your brain. So in the beginning, you might have watched the game tonight and heard a little bit of that F. Altuve. But as the game went on, it started to fade because we're scoring runs. It's not about them. It's about us. It's about the Yankees. You heard more people barking than you heard anything with Altuve. 877-337-6666. Back to the phone we go. Let's go to Peter in Waterbury. Peter, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, get your cold beer right here.
My guy, I gave you some preference. I jumped over some people to get to you.
Ah, thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Knicks, got 5, got 11 to go, but these next 11 are going to be a little tough.
Yeah.
The bench is going to get a little bit shorter without
Mitchell Robinson. If I don't know, we'll see here what's going to happen with Mitchell Robinson.
I mean, you think Jericho's going to be able to fill in for him well enough?
I think he's going to be fine. I think Mitchell Robinson he was great against Embiid. This is a different series. I see they say he's going to be out 6 weeks. This is an old article. All right, 3 hours ago. Knicks lose center Mitchell Robinson for 6 to 8 weeks with an ankle injury. It's the same ankle. But I look at it like this. Mitchell Robinson in the last game, it wasn't like he scored a lot of points. It wasn't like he played that many minutes. Jericho Sims will be fine in place of him. It's not about him. It's about those starting five. It's about those guys that have been doing it. Like, it's them or nothing, really.
Yeah. And they're solid. Just hope the bench can do well. Chua came up a little bit the other day, and so hopefully we're going to do well. And as far as the Yankees go, they look like they're on track. And Gil, he's humongous, this kid.
Yeah, yeah. It's so solid that we had him going back to 2 years ago before he got hurt. The little bit that we saw of him. Clearly, he got Tommy John. He locked in, and he's taking them, making the most of his opportunity, taking them out. And he looks like he's been here for a while. Like his stuff is veteran type stuff. He's learning the game, and he's learning how to be a major league pitcher. But it's great to have this kid. When we were all screaming for Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, trade for Corbin Burns, Dylan Cease, the Yankees are like, no, we even without Cole, we've got enough, and we do.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking for June 5th. I'm going to be on the bleachers, and hopefully I'll be able to bump into you.
That's Soto basketball that's, jersey night. So you definitely
you
will.
Right.
Yeah, you'll definitely see me.
My friend and his son. Maybe we'll be able to sign a baseball for him.
No problem. Definitely.
All right, my brother. You take care, and I'll be keeping in touch. We got 11 to go, and hopefully after tonight, we'll only have 10 to go.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Peter. One game at a time. Can't get ahead of yourself. Can't fast forward your mind. Can't start to think too deep into this series. You're not out of this series for the Knicks fans. Can't start thinking too deep into the next series, even for the Rangers fans. Going up 2-0 is great, especially the way that you won game one. And this one, this is an all-timer, man. Double overtime, coming away with it like that. Series isn't over, and I know the Rangers fans know going up 2-0 in a series, don't get comfortable. Young Jason out in Brooklyn, what's up, kid? You got it. You're on the Fan.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm great, man. I just love reading everything that I'm reading, watching everything, checking the scores.
How about them Rangers? What a win. What a win.
Electric. You waited a long time, but you got the result you wanted.
That's right. I'm so happy. That's a big win right there. You know, I was actually said the same thing about the Knicks last night. How you'll say, oh, there's too much of the close games and coming back and stuff like that. This is how they do it. I'm saying most comeback wins in the NHL and the regular series, and then just coming back and playing how they play, and Igor Shesterkin playing phenomenal. This is how they do it, and this is how they're gonna win.
Yeah, I have a lot of these sayings that I say over and over again watching sports, like win ugly. TW, the will to win, grind it out, be gritty, hustle. Like these guys, that's how they win. That's their style of play, right? The Knicks are not blowing teams out in the playoffs, and they shouldn't. These are good teams. And with the Rangers, man, they're never out of it. They have the better team. They have the more talented guys. They have a bunch of guys. It could be anybody who makes a play, who makes a shot, and they grind it out to the end. And at the end, they come out victorious. And I know we have hosts and people online that want to spin things and say things like, oh, well, if they keep playing like this, if they keep playing like this, they're going to keep winning, right?
Exactly.
Like, We can't say it's not good enough. It's getting the job done.
All right, and now with this 2-0 win, you get into Carolina hoping for a split, maybe even a sweep, come back for Game 5. Oh, that would be nice. When you get that win in Game 5, head up to the conference finals.
I expect Rangers fans to travel, whether they're driving to North Carolina or flying to North Carolina. They have the best home ice advantage. I think they're going to definitely feel the Rangers fans and the presence of blue shirts in that arena down there in Raleigh. And you're up, man. You go down there and take the next game. The Rangers haven't lost a game yet in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's right. And also, if you remember 2 years ago, at Game 7 against Carolina in the second round, that was just all Ranger fans there.
Yeah. This isn't the first time for Rangers fans to head down there. There's a lot of Rangers fans that know exactly what to do, where to go, what hotels to book, how to pregame party out there. Go take over their spot, mob, right? They hate New Yorkers. They hate New York fans. We'll give them something to hate.
Exactly. Right. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, Jason. Appreciate you, young boy, staying up to rock with me. I say go to bed. I say go to sleep. You guys got to go to school in the morning. But I know. I used to do the same thing. Stay up, listen to the radio, watch TV, because you don't want to go to bed. You're living in the victory. You're living in the win. And once you go to sleep, it's over, and then you're on to the next one. You don't want the night to end. I'm glad to be here for you. So 877-337-6666. I'm watching the post game. Vincent Trocheck, 35 minutes, 21 seconds. Adam Fox, 33 minutes, 36 seconds. Artemi Panarin, 32 minutes, 24 seconds. Mika Zibanejad, 31:51. That's the Rangers' time on ice, man. Like, I felt like this game, I was watching this game in Yankee Stadium. I was listening to this game on the radio driving from Yankee Stadium. I got back here to watch the end of the first overtime and the whole second overtime, and it ended when I was on. It was a long-ass game. But all in all, you got the victory. And I was talking to some of the guys in here, whether it was Alex or Nick who was out here. I'm like, they got to win now. There is no losing this game now. You get this far, you got to see it through, and they did. 877-337-6666. Steve in Sharon, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Steve? Oh, we got a break. Sorry, we're past the 12:30 mark. We have less than 90 minutes in my show, but we're rolling with the Rangers conversation. Steve, we'll go to you when we come back. Obviously, taking your calls on the Mets and the Yankees as well. It's a good night to be a fan of New York sports. Keith McPherson on the Fan talking New York sports. We'll be back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive to deep right center. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Back to back, then a belly to belly.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh yeah, still rocking. I got plenty time. 877-337-6666. Keep McPherson on the Fan. We're talking sports. I was just looking at my notes from during the Yankee game, watching the Rangers game. How many of you tweaked out when they switched the broadcast to the, what was it, the Colorado Avalanche, Dallas Stars?
It was the pregame of that game, not even the actual game.
The game hadn't started yet. And someone got fired tonight at ESPN. You don't do that in a playoff game. And in hockey, I was just telling Nick, I'm like, I'm trying to get ready for the show, but I'm watching overtime, and obviously it's sudden death. Like, the next goal wins, you can't take your eyes away. But earlier in the game, ESPN took your eyes away. I saw a bunch of people on Twitter reacting to that mistake. I think I saw Maggie put a tweet out. Maggie, who used to be over here on the midday, Maggie Gray, she said, did anyone else see ESPN's feed switch to the next game for a few seconds while the Rangers were tied with under a minute left in the third and on the power play? Holy hell, that was almost a disaster.
They're so lucky the Rangers did not score, ESPN.
They would never hear the end of it. Like, that is like the, like, in the moment, you're like, what the are they doing? Someone got fired.
What really sucks is they're replacing whoever does that job with a robot. That there's no longer a human doing that job.
That human error? What happened, bro? Your finger slipped?
Could it be as simple as the person just has to hit one button and they switch every TV in the country watching ESPN to another game?
Because some of these old television programming studios, especially like ESPN, if they're controlling that from like a room in like Bristol or something, it could be a button right next to another button.
Well, that is how it works here. Like, I could hit this one button behind me and put you on Infinity Sports Network.
Infinity Now. Yeah, it's that simple. So somebody messed up big time, and thousands of fans were like, oh, what the hell is going on? What is happening? Let's go to Steve again in Sharon, Connecticut, on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
The only way it would have been better was if Annie showed on the screen.
If Annie showed on the screen?
Yeah, remember the Super Bowl when they flipped to Annie, CBS? I was watching the game at my nephew's, and he had the game streaming from like his iPad or something. And all of a sudden, Dallas came on. I started screaming at him like it was his fault. I thought he hit something on the screen. I'm like, what?
That's it. Yeah, you think the kid, my son does that. My son is always grabbing the remote. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? I'm watching the TV. It's not playtime with the remote.
It's like when I go to the bathroom or something, I'll hit pause. So I'll be like 40 or like 45, a minute behind. And then all of a sudden, the wife will check the other TV. And I'm like, well, no. Like, I missed 4 minutes because I was on like tape delay there watching it, like with fast forward. But whatever. So, I mean, what a time to be a New York sports fan right now. You can scream, what a win, and you don't know if it's a Yankee win, a Met win, a Ranger win, a Knick win. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm soaking it in. It's just a good time for all of these teams to be having success at once. I mentioned before how powerful it must make Igor feel to have the Garden chanting his name. He said it's an unbelievable feeling every time. He said, I was almost crying. Like, that's how powerful it was.
four guys jumped on him after the game, jumped on him.
Yeah.
They know. I mean, Igor could be number one star every night of the week. It's not a big deal for him. We know who's our alpha male, I guess. That's the word of the night tonight. But.
Yeah.
So, the I love, I'm a Met fan, but I love that you police the bleacher creatures. Other than, like, the 175 World Series championships that the Yankees have, the second jealousy I have of being a Yankee fan is that bleacher creature. It's like, you guys know when to do it. It's respectful. It's so nice. You know what I mean?
It's a culture.
I like how you say, hey, don't just show up and be a drunken
idiot.
Yeah,
it's
and, like,
passed down. I didn't create it. I fell into it. I learned it, and it's continued because people police it, because there are OGs out there that sat in Section 39, and it continued in 203 in the new stadium. And there's just a code, man. There's just a code. We're respectful of everybody, but there's just some things we do and don't do. We don't even chant, let's go Yankees. And, like, honestly, we've been putting our foot down because there's so many name chants. We do the roll call where we chant names. But after that, we're rooting for Yankees baseball. We're not trying to get Juan Soto to wave. We're not chanting Verdugo. Yeah. We're not chanting Volpe. But, like, you know, some people don't know. Some people come to the game with their own agenda. But the reason the creatures have had to kind of step up and police things is because everything gets thrown on 203. Oh, it must have been the bleacher creature. So the bleacher creature did this.
Yeah. You almost need staff jerseys, bleacher creature staff.
We know who's who and who's not. That,
that's true,
you know,
too.
We know who's gang and who's not down.
That's true. I never thought of that. But, yeah, I just wanted to say what a time to be a Yankee fan. A Met fan, a Knicks fan. I mean, I shouldn't say Met fan yet. They're okay.
No,
but a Ranger fan. But you know what this all leads to, right? 94, Dallas Cowboys, baby. This is going to turn us around.
Oh, man. I got to let you go, Steve. I wasn't thinking about that one right there. Nah. The leading rusher for the Dallas Cowboys is about to be Ezekiel Elliott again. And when I say leading rusher, he's about to rush for 600 yards in a season. But no, yeah, back in 94, when the Cowboys were good, who knows? I would love to see the Dallas Cowboys be good, but they got nothing to do with this. I know a lot of you listening are actually Cowboys fans. I know it because every time I go see the Dallas Cowboys play over there in Jersey against the Giants, the parking lot is about 60-40, 60% Giants, 40% Cowboys fans, and I just think they're cooked, man. I actually got to put my future bets in for them to, you know, not have double-digit wins. I think they've just done so much wrong. And they deserve what's coming their way. I tip my cap to Dolan. I tip my cap to the front office. I mean, look at Peter Laviolette. Look at what William Wesley and Leon Rose have done, man. There's been too much time where we are just down on these teams. There's too much negativity. I mean, when you look at last year, the Rangers, and even the year before, the Rangers, they should have beat Tampa, didn't get it done. They should have beat the Devils, didn't get it done. And it was just negativity raining down. And with the Knicks, man, they've been trash for years, but they have gotten right. And, man, I got a ton of respect for the front office and the people making the moves, and even more respect for the players going out there every night with all the pressure of this city on them and putting us on their back, carrying us to wins, not folding, understanding that, like, you can be a legend here. Like Vincent Trocheck, that goal, depending on what happens the rest of the way, like, you went legend, bro. You won that game. That's like that goal in double overtime. If they sweep this series and that was the closest game, you're gonna remember how you felt when that went down. Dante's in Dumont, New Jersey. Dante, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? I was at the Ranger game last night, cuz. It was
awesome.
Crazy.
I'm sure you didn't leave. I'm sure you stayed the whole time.
Absolutely.
There's
not.
No
I
leaving.
Almost missed my train home. Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, there's so many words that I want to say, but I know I can't say on the radio. And honestly, it's surreal. Like, I know everybody's talking Yankees and Mets, and, like, I respect that, you know, New York sports. But, like, for me, because growing up as a hockey fan, you know, it's like you breathe, eat, and live hockey, you know. And even though I'm based in Jersey, you know, I've always been a Rangers fan. Everything's been related to 94, 94 this, 94 that. And everything this season has been building up to, like, yo, listen, everything we see now is what we saw in 94. Honestly, I'm going to tell you straight up, even as a player, you know, I think Pat Beverly said it on one of the podcasts, you know, some of the players don't like to play in New York because you get booed, but it's because we expect so much out of our players. You know, even in this season as a hockey player, we've expected so much out of Panarin, out of Zibanejad, out of Kreider, you know. And I had one of my uncles at the game with me, and he was saying, like, yo, what is Kreider doing? He's just standing there, this, that, and the other thing. And the next 30 seconds, Kreider scored like that. And I looked at him, and I was like, he knows what he's doing. You know, some of these players, they just know what they're doing.
Yeah, and they feel the energy, and they know that they have to respond. They know that they have to make a play. They know you're having those conversations, and then, boom, they make it happen.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know the depth of how much you know about hockey, but it's like they always say the hardest game to win is the fourth game to win the series. And honestly, going into Carolina right now, you were saying it before about Rangers fans got to show out. Carolina's already, like, banning ticket sales for anybody outside of Carolina.
Did they do that last time? I feel like this has become a thing across. I mean, we already saw the Philadelphia 76ers buy out 2,000-plus tickets. And we know that they have ways where if you are trying to put a New York credit card in, and you can't do that.
They did it. They did something like this in, I think, St. Louis versus the 49ers. They stopped you from buying if you're from a different zip code, you know. And that's what I think they're trying to do in Carolina. But I'm just banking on so many New York fans living in Carolina. They're going to actually show up to the game, show out, you know, be supportive of the team.
Yeah, and there's ways around that. There's plenty of ways around that. Rangers fans will not be stopped at trying to go down there and support their team. And like I said, honestly, man, the prices, bro, when you just look at the price, like you can book a flight or you could drive and go see the next game for cheaper than what it would cost to even get in the Garden.
Honestly, man, like I'm a season ticket holder, you know, so I know it's expensive. But even down there, you know, it is expensive. At the same time, you know, it's worth it. At the end of the day, it's worth it. They're trying to stop us right now with the zip codes and whatnot. The next step, if we show up and we show out down there in Carolina, their next step is to try and ban ticket sales within 24 hours. But honestly, even as a hockey fan, as a Rangers fan, we got to win this next game. This next game is like everything to us because we don't want a repeat of last year. You know, we go up 2-0 in the series and we go to their home.
Vital. You take this third game and it erases the fear of like, hey, we've been here before. We lost that third game and the tide turned. You win this third game and it's like, no, it's different this year. We haven't lost a game yet. Great call, Dante. Thanks for the call. 877-337-6666. Man, I am enjoying the playoffs. I just care about, you know, like I'm not that deep in hockey, but I know that hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs are the most exciting. And like watching this game tonight was exciting. I don't have to have a dog in the fight. I mean, the most I was into it last year was watching the Devils because I watched the full season, knew all the players, and watched them go on that run. And I was on paternity leave. I wasn't even here. Now, man, if this is the year for the Rangers, I'm not hating on it. Let's see it. Get it done. It's just been so long. Like, they have the team. They have the right guy leading them. And they have a fan base behind them. And a fan base that is looking at the parallels between 30 years ago. The universe never unconnects. There's just so many things that you keep pointing to that make you feel like, yeah, this is it. This is the year. This is meant to be. This was written in the stars. And get it done. Get it done. You know, all those years that just passed with the Yankees, us feeling like every Yankee fans feel like the Yankees are going to win every year. But, you know, with the Houston Astros going to all these ALCSs in a row, it was their time. Now I think their time is done. I really do. And when I look at the American League, I don't know, in their own division, like I don't fear the Seattle Mariners. I don't fear the Baltimore Orioles either. The Orioles got the best of the Yankees in this first series. We'll see what happens when they come to the Bronx and beyond. Like I think this Yankee team stands to get a lot better. Obviously, getting Gerrit Cole back, making some moves at the trade deadline, and we're going to be in the postseason like having these same feelings sooner rather than later. Morris out in Brooklyn back on the Fan. What you got for me, Morris?
Yeah, thank you for taking that call. How are you, Keith?
I'm good. Had a great time at the game tonight. It felt like summer. The Yankees just responded, and just kept scoring and hitting and not letting up and striking guys out and playing defense. And, you know, the Houston Astros are cooked, and it's just a good feeling to exercise those demons against a team that has owned you for so long.
Okay, so this is what I want to say, if you allow me. If you remember, you probably remember very good, I called you in the beginning of the season when the Yankees were playing.
I remember all your calls, yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So now I want to say something that, two things. First of all, one of the guys from MLB Network interviewed Dana Brown, the GM for the Astros, and he said that, Dana Brown, he said that he's not, when he was asked about the Astros being under 500 and not performing, and he said that, that it's going to be a matter of time until they turn around, and he thinks that they're gonna get back on track, and it's just going to take, he said, at the beginning of the season and all that. That's number one. Numbers, which he might have a point. He might be wrong, but okay.
Yeah, he's got to say that. He's the general manager of the team. They've changed general managers a bunch over the last 5 years or so. I think they've had three different general managers in the last 3, 4, 5 years. And he's not supposed to say that. No, yeah, this isn't the year we're in last place. We're going to stay there. We're the Houston Astros. You gotta believe that we'll figure it out. We're not going to stay down. But go on.
Fine. So then I was listening to the broadcast today towards the beginning of the game, and Susan Waldman, she was talking about how the Astros are underperforming, and then she said that these are still the Houston Astros because they're only 7 games under the Texas Rangers, and she said that 7 games under the Texas Rangers is really nothing. It's only a matter of time. Last year
they were in a similar spot and came all the way back in the end of the season to win the division.
There you go.
But I still think they're cooked. I think Justin Verlander's done. They don't have the same pitching. Every year they lose a piece. Jordan Alvarez, I thought he was about to be on the IL, fouled a ball off his knee. Bregman is on his way out of there. I just think it's done. I think Jeremy Peña fell off a cliff. I don't fear them. But let's say that. They might be good, but I don't fear them. If the Yankees end up in a postseason series against the Houston Astros, bring it on. I would love that because that would be more exercising of demons. If they somehow rally and make some moves at the deadline and get better and they're a first-place team or a wild-card team and we got to dance with them in October, bet. Run it.
Keith, there's one thing that I have to say, that you know that I always respect your opinions, and I respect your opinions because you respect our opinions and you value what we have to say. So that being said, I will have to disagree with you, and I have another point to say about the Astros, which is that they have four starters, and they're stars in the whole league, not just in the Houston Astros, and they're all injured. So they don't have a starting rotation. You can't forget that.
No, I haven't forgotten.
I'm not trying to stick up for the Astros who am I?
They keep you up at night. I understand. They haunt your dreams. You're shook of them. I'm not. I've wanted to dance with them every time, and I've been disappointed that they beat us in 7 games, in 6 games, swept us. But this year, I don't fear the Houston Astros. I don't see it. And I was there tonight, and I don't see it. And I think that they very well could sweep them. Let's see what Carlos Rodon has. But yeah, there's going to be a ton of excuse-making for the Houston Astros because they are basically like a dynasty coming to an end. They went to 7 straight American League championships. So nobody wants to believe that they're just completely done because they still have a good core of those players that have got it done. And if they get to October, they're battle-tested, right? We just assume that they'll do it again. But they're a last-place team. You're only as good as your record says you are.
Yeah, and if it goes your way and we take care of the Houston Astros, I, like you said before, I don't think that the Orioles will be a problem because I think that they perform very well in the regular season, but in the postseason, I feel like they don't have experience.
They're young. They got swept last year. It was too big of a stage. So wait till they get a load of Yankee Stadium with the Bad Bunny lights and they're making it dark in there and people throwing popcorn and beers in the air. It'll be too much for those young boys. Thanks for the call, Morris. 877-337-6666. 1 hour left to go in my show. The Houston Astros are 12-23. They're 8 games back in the American League West. The Rangers are in first place. They're the defending World Series champs. They don't scare me. No one in the Central is worth mentioning because the American League Central, they're not winning the World Series. It's not going to happen. They're not good enough. So right now in this early on, we're, a quarter of the way through the season. If it's the Rangers, the Mariners, the Orioles, and the Yankees, maybe the Red Sox, maybe the Guardians. I know the Twins just had a 10-game win streak. If those are the teams, man, I'm taking the Yankees over all of those teams in the postseason with Gerrit Cole back, with some additions at the deadline, with Juan Soto, Verdugo the dog, Judge snapping out of it, Volpe figuring it out, and guys contributing all around from the bullpen to the catching to whoever it is. 877-337-6666. Let's break it down. We're obviously talking about the Rangers. We'll bring in the Knicks conversation in this last hour as well. Mets fans, feel free to chime in. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.